When you look at Lake Street in Minneapolis, it is just devastated. A lot of it has been burnt to the ground. And that's why we reached out to the Lake Street Council. Teresa's on the phone right now. And you guys are working to build up Lake Street again and restore it. I just love what you're doing. Tell us what's going on Lake Street right now. How do things look today?
Well, thanks for having me on. So Lake Street, it doesn't look great, but there is hope for the future. You know, a lot of the businesses right now are boarded up and closed and waiting to open. And we've got a lot of burned down buildings and a lot of burned businesses. But, you know, the people are starting to look to the future and how to rebuild and how to recoup the losses that have happened.
This is just such a crazy time. I mean, in a matter of a week, our normal just basically crumbled, and the support you guys have had is crazy. Tell us a little bit about the support in just a week.
Yeah, so right after, you know, things started to happen, we put up a website called WeLoveLakeStreet.com to try to take donations for our businesses that have been hurting. So far, we've raised over $4 million with 50,000 donors.
Wow.
So the support has been really overwhelming, and, you know, we're amazed to see how many people really, really love Lake Street.
And why $4 million is great. Any estimates on how much you're really going to need to rebuild Lake Street?
We're going to need hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild Lake Street. It's not just the businesses that have been burned, but it's everything inside. There's been so much looting and you know, property damage and goods and stolen. So there's a lot that, you know, can't be seen obviously, but that has been damaged by the destruction.
And there's a lot of these businesses that are owned by minorities, right?
Correct. Lake Street has a number of immigrant and minority-owned businesses, in particular a number of Latino and Somali-owned businesses.
Okay. And so how can people help out? Like, what are you looking for? Volunteers to clean up, or what do you need?
You know, the biggest thing we do need right now is money. And that is the thing that is going to help Lake Street move forward, and donations. There are a few businesses that do need support with cleaning up, and we've listed that on the website as well, how to support those businesses.
Are they still being looted?
Right now, we're not still being looted. You know, that kind of has shifted away to other cities.
Okay.
So it feels hopeful for the future that we can rebuild, but it's definitely going to take time.
Yeah. When you talk to these small business owners, what do they say to you, Teresa?
Oh, they are devastated. They feel like, you know, they understand the fight that is happening right now, and they believe in this justice, but it's hard to see a lot of their life's work be destroyed. And, you know, some have saved for, you know, 10 plus years to open a business, and that business was destroyed. And, you know, they're hopeful for the future, and they know that the Lake Street Council is, you know, here to help them. We have amazing roots in the community, but it's hard to see something like this happen to your livelihood.
Yeah. No, and I know that different companies are saying, hey, look, we want to reimagine a Lake Street for the future. And architects are donating their time to redesign buildings and volunteer and help out. So you're seeing a lot of that, too, in addition to financial support. What do you think Lake Street's going to look like, you know, 5 years from now? What do you envision?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a hard question, but I think Lake Street is going to be something that it always has been, which is a place for immigrant and minority-owned businesses to start. But I think, and I hope to see some more, even more life and vitality through the types of businesses and the people that can come here to feel like it's their home and it's the place that they want to be.
Yeah. Well, we have high hopes for Lake Street. And I know a lot of listeners want to know where they can give. You know, there's a lot of different charities and to help these small businesses. How do they donate to you and get them back on their feet again? What website do they go to?
They go to WeLoveLakeStreet.com. And there are also a number of individual GoFundMe pages that we're having listed on that website as well.
Okay. Lake Street Council, thank you for doing the good work. We appreciate it. We're going to share your website on our website, too, so people can find it there as well.
Yes. Thank you so much for your support.